The opening line from our epistle, from our reading from Ephesians today, is this: I, the prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. There are questions that have arisen over the authorship of this letter, but the person to whom the imprisonment refers to is Paul. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, had noted in the past that he would very much like to visit Rome, and so he did. And now he finds himself there in prison, but not in the inhumane prison situation that so many of our fellow citizens are held in today, but in a rather lax sort of imprisonment, something akin to house arrest. Yes, he is bound by chains, which certainly is a detriment to ease of movement, but he has his own home and is allowed to have visitors and to continue his work of spreading the good news of Jesus to anyone who will listen. Paul is very clear that this two-year stint of imprisonment is far from pleasant. In several of his letters, he speaks of his sufferings for Christ during this time. Yet all the while, he describes his sufferings as opportunities for growth of character. In the letter to the Romans, Paul goes so far as to say that he boasts in his suffering. Quote, we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given us. Hope does not disappoint us, Paul says. And I want us to think about that for a minute. In a time in the world that so often seems full of tension and divisiveness, where on some days the future looks grim for so many of us, women, the LGBTQI community, people of different colors or beliefs, those living in poverty. In this world, hope can seem like a distant memory or absolute foolishness, not something of substance, not something that anyone with a shred of maturity or good sense could hold on to. And yet, we have words from our sacred text that tell us that we, of all people, have every reason to hope. We have this word hope translated from the Greek elpida 63 times in the letters of the New Testament alone. The recently listening to a book, The Gift of Our Wounds, on Audible, I've had my mind opened to the Sikh religion. I hate to confess that I got to this ripe age without having much exposure to Sikhism. And I wonder if you all might find yourselves in the same place. There aren't a lot of Sikhs in Anniston. I'm honestly not sure if there are any, but I can assure you that I want to get to know them if there are. You see, Sikhism is one of the most peaceful religions in the world. Sikhism is not a form of Hinduism, but it is a close relative that began 500 years ago in the Punjab region of India. There are three of the major life tenets for Sikhs: are hard work, care for others, and unfailing optimism, which I think can easily be translated to hope. Because Sikhs come from India and wear turbans, they're often thought to be Muslims, which they are not. Having accurate information is important. Getting to know people, having genuine interest and concern for those who are different, and not making assumptions can change our minds, us, and the world. You may or may not remember that on Sunday morning, August the 5th, 2012, a hate-filled and pain-filled person, Wade Michael Page, entered the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, armed with assault weapons, and began randomly killing those who were gathering for Sunday school. His rampage actually began outside with two young brothers that were playing on the playground before their class started. By the time Page shot himself in the head, six innocent people were dead, and four others were physically wounded. Countless others in that community, in the surrounding community, were emotionally scarred for life. A young man named Pardeep Singh Kalika lost his father that day. He was one of the founders of the Sikh temple, the Madara. He was a well-beloved business owner in the community, a father, a grandfather, and a proud displayer of a large American flag in his front yard. He was a proud Indian native who had worked tirelessly to provide for his family the American dream, and now he had five gunshot wounds at the hand of a very hate-filled person. Pardeep and his family were devastated, but rather than let their lives be consumed by anger, bitterness, and hopelessness, they held on to their faith that their father had instilled in them, primarily the tenet of Kardi Kala, unfailing optimism, hope. Sikhs are not Christians, but they are children of God. They are people of deep faith in one God, the one God, the one God, only God. And they, like us, are created in the image of God. Wade Michael Page was also created in the image of God, but he had lost hope by the time he made the decision to kill folks just because they were different. I don't know if Wade Michael Page claimed to be a Christian or not, but I do know that he was not acting out of love. And I am again reminded of the words of our presiding bishop, Michael Curry: if it isn't of love, it isn't of Jesus. And this could be left as a sad story of a horrific situation, one of many in our world. As of June 28th of this year, Business Insider reported that there had been 154 mass shootings in the United States as of June 28th of this year. There's certainly been more since that time. Something in our country is broken, but we do not have to be broken by despair. We have wonderful examples of folks who have taken their pain and their suffering and their deepest sorrow and turned those wounds into opportunities for hope for the future. They have reached across races and religions and all sorts of barriers to try to mend our broken world. We are not those without hope, but we are those who have been called. And we're reminded by St. Paul that we are to live lives worthy of the calling to which we have been called. Thankfully, he also tells us how to do that. With all humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This was written to the church in Ephesus, but it could be written to any church in the world today. The author is speaking specifically to the followers of Christ, but the teachings go beyond the boundaries of these doors. When we understand that all of humanity is a lot more alike than different, and that we are all created to be God's people in the image of God, we can see a glimmer of hope. A glimmer of hope in the world that can grow and spread through the love of God and Jesus that has been poured into our hearts. Gracious and loving God, creator of all humanity, let your love pour through us into our world so that we can be agents of transformation and of hope. Amen.